More interesting news. I saw something interesting the other day. There is a certain medicine when taken causes many people to see aliens, ghosts, pixies and such. So many people have this problem. Scientists want to study it and are asking those who have taken the medicine called DMT, which stands for dimethyltryptamine, to let them know. There has been a question going around which states can psychedelic drugs actually help us communicate with aliens. While those high on the drug may believe they are doing this, I don't think there is much chance it is really happening. I have always said, why replace something which works perfectly with something else just because it is more modern looking? It turns out the US Navy has begun to feel the same way. They have decided to replace the touch screens on destroyers with a simple mechanical switch. It turned out some of the sailors just didn't understand the touch screens and how they worked. It is very easy to overcomplicate things, and warships, like any other weapons, have to be easy to use, and it could be when pressure was applied to these sailors, some of them forgot the sequence that was needed to accomplish a task. According to some top secret documents which have leaked, the United States is building a very powerful artificial brain. The name of the project is said to be Sentient. Wow, this name, which is also a term, denotes artificial life becoming aware it is alive. Was the name picked because we have created artificial life, are trying to create artificial life, or was it picked as a joke by scientists? It has been said that certain ancient artifacts have brought bad luck to their owners. There are quite a few people who think something can be cursed. One of the most famous of these objects is the Hope Diamond. So much bad luck has befallen those who owned it. One person was decapitated, another torn apart by dogs. The owners didn't all die from the so-called curse, some just were put into jail, lost all their assets and so on. Not everyone believes this curse exists, however, and there are still many people who would love to own it. One of the worst things Chinese farmers could have ever done was unearth and discover China's terracotta army. These were about 8,000 sculptures placed in a grand tomb. I say this was the worst thing for the farmers because the Chinese took their land away so they could open the tomb. The village also suffered because some of it was in the way, and finally the farmers, broken and sick, died because they could not afford health care. Scientists are on the lookout for a drug to extend our lives. Now they think they may have found one which was under our noses for years, in the form of metformin, a drug used to treat diabetes and is so cheap it would only cost about $2 a month to take. Some scientists think any benefit received from the pill is due to the placebo effect. One person who took it who didn't have diabetes said he could feel it working on his metabolism. The drug has side effects which are said to be diarrhea, slow blood sugar to abdominal pain and lactic acidosis. A very mysterious thing has rattled UA residents. There is a large hole which had appeared over the city of Alain. No one has been able to explain this phenom. It does not resemble the hole in the clouds over O'Hare Airport, but rather like a lake in the sky. Scientists are constantly looking for ways to power spaceships. There have been a plethora of suggestions ranging from using lasers and solar sails to nuclear propulsion. Scientists are studying something new called a halo drive. The idea is to use a laser to take energy from a black hole and use it for spaceflight. Here is how it is believed it would work. A laser beam would be shot at the black hole and curve around it, increasing in speed and caught by the ship to give it a boost. I would like to make a prediction here, and it is this will go nowhere. Since it doesn't allow for faster than light travel and one would have to be close to the black hole, probably too close for comfort, I am writing this idea off. Archaeologists would love to get inside the Sphinx. There has long been rumored to be a room under one of the pores, and the scuttlebutt says there are records in the room which prove the location of Atlantis, and it also may contain many invaluable scrolls. Others have said all the good stuff has already been removed by the Egyptian government. Will we ever find out? Artifacts have been found which indicate there is an opening under the Sphinx. I can't explain why this is going on, But I can tell you the Bank of Canada is very upset, and it is for a reason you never would have thought about. Apparently, people are drawing Spock from Star Trek on their $5 note by changing the picture of Sir Wilfrid Laurier, the country's first French-speaking prime minister, and this has been going on for years, and in a lesser way it is being done in this country on some of our bills. In this country the $5 bill sometimes suffers the same fate, where Lincoln is also turned into Spock. We keep finding out it is easier for life to survive than first thought. Now we have a discovery in Antarctica which shows microscopic organisms need only three gases to survive: hydrogen, carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. Add to this discovery the fact life can survive inside rocks and such and come back to life when released, has amazed scientists. I am not only talking about microbes, but also small animals such as lizards and turtles. The Baltic anomaly still gets more mysterious. Some scientists have determined it is concrete and was formed into the saucer shape. This object was discovered about 8 or 9 years ago, but is still sitting at the bottom of the sea between Finland and Sweden. There have been reports which suggest when a ship sits right over it, it disturbs its electrical devices. When divers went down to the object, one of them said the waters around it were the coldest he ever experienced. It was said to have a rocky dome and reminded one diver of the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars.